Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. Does God, the creator of the universe, control our destiny? We know that God has good planned for our future. We know this. But does he control our destiny? My guest says no. God has a part to play, but we have a part to play. And he wants to show you what your part is for the good destiny God has planned for your life. Can I have him share? You know, it must be wonderful to have been raised in a home that was naturally supernatural. What was that like?
It was awesome. I'm so blessed. My dad was an evangelist, but he also pastored churches. And it was not unusual, because of the emphasis he had on healing, to have a lot of the healing evangelists. We had T.L. Osborne or Oral Roberts come to our house when I was a kid. Of course, I didn't know. They were just ministers.
Yeah. With that heritage, you were shocked one day by God. You're speaking in a little tiny church, and God tells you to give a message that you know, because you have that great heritage, the people couldn't relate to.
Oh, no. He began a download of information about governing authority and power and releasing, and the pastor had asked me to come and share. He was having a special event, and that wasn't what it was about. So I decided I would inform the Lord about it. And, Lord, that's not what they need to hear. And they won't understand. And he said, they'll understand what I help them to understand. And you just declare what I say. He said, I'll help them to understand. And I began to see that no matter what I was going to share, Holy Spirit was going to communicate. But he was asking me, in fact, he said to me, I need you to sow this into the region because it's been requested of my people. And I want to grow it there. And I'm like, can you do that?
You are a natural teacher. Yeah. And you know what people can receive.
Sure.
And how to do it. But what I'm hearing is God says, I just need you to show up. Your great talent doesn't mean a thing. I'm going to make it happen.
I don't know how many times I've preached a sermon, people come up and say, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And that's exactly what I didn't say. I wasn't talking about that. Because Holy Spirit knows how to communicate. And today, even as we're communicating, he will be giving a message to the people that are hearing.
And now, the whole concept, in fact, the whole title of messages you've been giving for a long time is Planting the Heavens. Where did you get this from?
Well, Isaiah 51 and verse 16, God says, I will give you my words that you may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth. And I begin to see that's what God did in the beginning. He planted the heavens with his words, and he declared 8 times in the first chapter of Genesis that words are like seeds. The seeds are in what he created. And I begin to see how God, through his word, planted. He planted the sun, the moon, and the stars. He planted the heavens. In other words, the condition of the heavens and the condition of the earth was dependent upon a word from God. Holy Spirit hovered until He heard the word from God. Darkness did not dispel until there was a word from God. The disorder, it was continuously chaotic until there was a word of God. And God began to show me that if you will decree my word, darkness can leave regions, darkness can leave lives, and you can plant my word into a situation and it will grow to fullness. You can sow God's word into your, or plant it into your children, into your vocation, and it will cause it to come into order. It will produce a creative force that brings it into being.
Is the opposite of that also true? You can plant what you see with your eyes, the negative, and it will also grow?
Jesus said, by your words you're justified, by your words you are condemned. You sentence yourself to live the life that you speak. So if you speak negative words, you're sentencing yourself. In effect, you're cursing your life.
How does this play out in your own family? Tell me about how it played out with your daughter.
My daughter leads our praise and worship, and she had one child naturally, a little girl, and then she became pregnant again, but she miscarried. And then she became pregnant again and miscarried. Then she miscarried again, 5 miscarriages. We were doing a major conference at our church, and Rachel leads our praise and worship, and she found out the week of the conference that she was pregnant again. And of course, fear comes. She's had 5 miscarriages, and she told her husband that she was pregnant, and she told me and my wife, and she came to do the conference, frankly, troubled. One of the ladies at the conference came up and said, I have a word for your daughter. Would it be okay? She knew nothing. She said,
The Lord says
there is life in you, and you will dance the dance of life. That prophetic word sowed, planted inside of her, and faith came alive. And she began to decree over herself every day, my vine will not cast its fruit before its time. I'm not going to miscarriage. The fruit of the womb is my reward. God's word says that life is abundant in me. And of course, the rest of us, we're declaring this baby is going to be healthy. It's going to go to full term. And we begin to decree the word of the Lord. And of course, 9 months later, according to the word of the Lord, a very healthy little boy was born. She was able to dance the dance of life.
When we come back, I want to find out about the vision you had, how angels of commotion are now becoming angels of alignment, getting people in place for the greatest move of God's Spirit in history.
Yes.
Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, now I am ready, and you are ready, for those angels of commotion to be replaced with angels of alignment. We're getting us in the right place, getting our family in the right place, getting our job in the right place, our home in the right place. Tell me about the vision.
Had a vision at the start of the year of angels holding those old plumb lines the carpenters would use to align things properly. And I had a vision of hundreds of angels holding plumb lines over New Testament churches all around the world. And I said, Holy Spirit, what are you saying? And he said, the angels of commotion have now become angels of alignment, and they are now aligning the church, the true church, for the greatest move of God in all of history.
And I have to ask you, this begs a question, and it's an important question because I trust you. Mm-hmm. What do you see based on what God has shown you is coming?
The greatest days in church history are not in our past. They are in our present and in our future. The greatest exodus in world history would not be the million souls that were brought out of Egypt. It would be the billion souls that He now brings out of the kingdom of darkness into the marvelous kingdom of God. That's where we're at, the greatest harvest in world history.
Tim, do you see hope for all of these college students that go in as Christians to a university and leave as the opposite, actually champions for the opposite of what the Bible says? Do you see hope for that?
I do see hope, and I believe that that is a part of this third great awakening, because Holy Spirit, He spoke to me, and in fact, it was a very bold statement, and He said, they will not be the lost generation. They will be a radical millennial generation for me. And He spoke to me about the three phases of the harvest in this awakening. The first phase would be prodigals that He is bringing home. In fact, Holy Spirit spoke to me one afternoon, and He said, the greatest prophets that are going to be ministering in this third great awakening that is released right now, the greatest prophets are right now prodigals. Some of the greatest pastors are right now prodigals. But Holy Spirit's bringing them in, and the angels are working to help that. And then,
by what you were teaching earlier about the angels of alignment, how important it is for, say, a mother or a father or a grandparent right now that has these prodigals to have the words in aligned with what God wants.
Absolutely. It's vital that they declare what God says for their offspring. Or, in some cases, authority language needs to be used to bind what the adversary is blinding them with. In other words, just being practical, if you would have a prodigal son or daughter, something like this: I bind the work of the adversary against this child. He will no longer blind my son or daughter. Joel's prophecy is coming to pass. They're going to prophesy. They're going to dream God's dream. They're going to preach the word of God. They're going to see visions from God, and they're going to be a generation that is going to move in the power of the Holy Spirit, and my son and my daughter is going to be one of them. You declare the word of the Lord.
And you know what? With an attitude.
With an attitude.
People have an attitude on politics. People have an attitude on sports. Let's get an attitude against the devil.
Absolutely. In fact, 2 weeks ago, saying it like that, you want an attitude. The Holy Spirit said, I came to the early church, and I'm going to come again, only I'm going to come with more of the angel armies this time. And He brought that to my mind, that of the sound from heaven. And He said, it sounded, the scripture in Ezekiel said it sounded like a rumbling sound. And I heard the Holy Spirit say this: it's time for my New Testament church and my remnant to rumble. It's time to rumble in the power of the kingdom of God. We're not those that ought to back down and play games. We're those that ought to raise in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time this world sees a church that rumbles under the power of the Holy Spirit again. We ought to move like a freight train.
I'm telling you what, you're getting me excited.
Come on.
But there is such a creative power that most of us, and I say us, I'm part of you, that most of us are missing. And when we come back, I want you to talk about the creative power of our words, that there is a miracle in our mouth. Amen. Be right back.
Amen.
Call now and get Tim Sheets' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching, Planting the Heavens, releasing the authority of the kingdom through your words, prayers, and declarations. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9477. Through Tim Sheets' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching, Planting the Heavens, you will learn how to activate God's timeless strategy for victory, blessing, and revival by planting the heavens with seeds of prayer. Through this book and audio CD series, you will learn how to pray with authority so that your prayers and proclamations are supernatural forces in the unseen realm. Pray with confidence, bringing your words into agreement with God. Pray with expectation, partnering with heaven to transform your life, family, church, and region for the kingdom of God.
Our life may be in darkness, but light can come as we decree and plant the word of God into our lives or into our ministries. You can plant it into your children. You can plant it into your health.
Tim Sheets includes in the book and CDs powerful decrees for you to declare so you can plant seeds on earth to obtain every promise of God, including salvation, healing, supernatural provision, abundance, prosperity, and protection. Live under covenant blessings over your home, region, and country. Remove any obstacles from preventing you from receiving your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Receive an outpouring of the glory, the manifest presence of God. Obtain fresh power from an open heaven. Receive deliverance from generational curses, the lusts of the flesh, depression, emotional bondage, drugs, alcohol, sexual addiction, homosexuality, failure, abuse, rejection, and grief.
When you start doing what you were created to do, watch God start doing what He created you for.
Don't miss out on getting Tim Sheets' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching, Planting the Heavens, releasing the authority of the kingdom through your words, prayers, and declarations. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9477. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9477 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Believers don't understand how they can literally create with words. You teach on one of my favorite scriptures, Romans 4:17. Mm-hmm. Explain.
The God kind of faith calls those things that be not as though they were. And Paul was talking there about our father of faith, Abraham. For 25 years, Abraham walked with a promise that he would be the father of many nations, have a son. Then God came to him when he was 99, and he said this to him, in about a year, you are going to have a son. And of course, Abraham laughed, and Sarah's in the tent, and she laughed. But something happened in that 99th year, and he began to decree or to practice the God kind of faith. And the God kind of faith says, calleth things that be not as though they were.
But wait, I hear people say, isn't that lying?
No, because God said, new things I declare, Isaiah 42:9, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. If you want to see them, you got to decree them. The decree comes first.
I mean, we're literally commanded, call those things that be not, that the devil has taken away from you,
call
as if
that.
They are.
Absolutely.
With an attitude.
With an attitude. Calleth there is the Greek word kaleo, and it means to bid or to summons it to you. And those things that were is usa, means come here. You put them together, it means come here and come here now. And then it's repeated. So the God kind of faith says, come here and come here now. And this old man begins to decree, come here. Think of this. Here's an old 99-year-old man with a promise. And he goes outside of his tent at night, and he literally begins to say...
That is an outrageous promise, though.
Come here. Yeah. Come here, Isaac. Come here, son. come to us. Come here. Come here. Come here. And those words that he kept planting, it did something in him. It rejuvenated him. It rejuvenated Sarah, who was 89 years old. And he just kept saying, come here. Come here now. Come here, promise of God. Come here. Come to me. And of course, we know that in a year's time, miraculously, supernaturally, a son was born.
You teach principles of planting the heavens on earth. And one of your principles you just said, come. Give me another example of how we call something to come to us.
Well, it can be in any promise that God makes to us. For example, healing. Come here, healing. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Come to me. Begin to manifest in me. Cancer, leave my body. Come here, healing power of God. Come here, financial need. You need money? Come here and manifest in my life. Come to me. Come to my house, salvation power of God. Come to me, peace of mind. Any promise of God, bid it come to you. Decree that it's yours. Plant the atmosphere around you and lay the foundations around you for it, for God to bring it to pass, for it to be creative. That's what God did in the beginning. If God created the heavens and the earth, and we know that He did, how hard would it be for Him to create what you need? Well, how hard would it be for God to create what you need? He can do it. Knows how.
You teach another thing that I like.
Okay.
Don't give up.
Never.
Explain.
If you plant a seed, David said it this way, I speak with ruling authority as a king, and I never negate a ruling. Wow. God says, no maybes. No maybes. Decree and use your authority. Don't back down. You plant that seed, you just water it, and you keep saying, come here, come here. I went through a time about 2 years ago when I was hope deferred over a situation, and I had read in the Revelation where the angel of the Lord said, no more delay. And I just kept saying, no more delay, no more delay. This promise is coming to me. Come to me, promise of God. Come and come now.
What is our part to play in our destiny?
It's to decree a thing, as Job said. Decree a thing, then it's established. Our responsibility is to say what God says. If we will align ourselves that way, then the DNA that is in the seed of that word, because every word produces after its kind, whatever you declare, it's going to produce it. Well, don't back off of that. Never back off. It has nothing to do with feelings. We know that. I don't always feel like it, but after I say it a few times, I start feeling it, but a boldness rises up.
Do you know what comes out of your mouth is revelation after revelation after revelation? I want you to pray the way we should pray at home over the people right now. Would you do that?
Absolutely. Pray this way, Father God, in Jesus' name, I am decreeing health and healing is coming into my house. I decree that my sons and daughters are going to receive Christ Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. The opposition that is coming against my household financially, I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I decree that prosperity is coming, finances are coming, prosperity is coming, and promotion is coming through job situations. I'm getting a better job. My husband's getting a better job. My kids are getting a better job. And the decrees of the Scripture, the promises that I've been believing for, and even prophetic promises that I've received. I'm planting them. I believe every word that you said to me is coming to pass in my life. Manifest and grow in me. Grow in my household. My house is a house that is blessed. I am blessed. I am free. I am delivered in every area of my life, spirit, soul, and body.
And you know what? I decree that angels of alignment have been sent to your home because your words are causing them to put everything in God's order in place. So be it.
So be it.
God says in the Bible, "And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens." The words we speak in prayer are like spiritual seeds. In the same way that planting seeds in the ground produces a harvest, you can learn to pray in a way that plants the blessings of heaven right here on earth.
Jesus said it this way, "By your words you are justified. By your words, you're condemned."
You can either plant hell in your life, or you can plant the heavens.
Call now and get Tim Sheets' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching, Planting the Heavens, releasing the authority of the kingdom through your words, prayers, and declarations. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9477. Through Tim Sheets' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching, Planting the Heavens, you will learn how to activate God's timeless strategy for victory, blessing, and revival by planting the heavens with seeds of prayer. Through this book and audio CD series, you will learn how to pray with authority so that your prayers and proclamations are supernatural forces in the unseen realm. Pray with confidence, bringing your words into agreement with God. Pray with expectation, partnering with heaven to transform your life, family, church, and region for the kingdom of God.
Our life may be in darkness, but light can come as we decree and plant the word of God into our lives or into our ministries. You can plant it into your children. You can plant it into your health.
Tim Sheets includes in the book and CDs powerful decrees for you to declare so you can plant seeds on earth to obtain every promise of God, including salvation, healing, supernatural provision, abundance, prosperity, and protection. Live under covenant blessings over your home, region, and country. Remove any obstacles from preventing you from receiving your breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Receive an outpouring of the glory, the manifest presence of God. Obtain fresh power from an open heaven. Receive deliverance from generational curses, the lusts of the flesh, depression, emotional bondage, drugs, alcohol, sexual addiction, homosexuality, failure, abuse, rejection, and grief, and so much more.
Can you imagine what's going to happen because these proclamations of His Word are all in writing for you? Imagine what's going to happen in your life, in your home, in your family, in the people you work with. This brand new book and CD comes from revelation, and you need to walk in revelation to be able to impart revelation. When you start doing what you were created to do, watch God start doing what He created you for.
Don't miss out on getting Tim Sheets' powerful book and four-part audio CD teaching, Planting the Heavens, releasing the authority of the kingdom through your words, prayers, and declarations. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9477. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9477 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hi, I'm Art Thomas, inviting you to join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth. Jesus wants your family members to be healed, and now you can learn practical solutions for helping them and others experience a healing miracle.